This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. According to reports, the top U.S. weapons inspector in Iraq says former Iraqi President Saddam Hussein did not have weapons of mass destruction. However, the draft report by Charles Dolfer suggests Saddam had weapons programs he hoped one day to accelerate. In Iraq, it's been another violent day. Two car bombs exploded in Baghdad. The more devastating one was on a busy commercial street, killing at least a dozen people and wounding many more. Elsewhere in the Iraqi capital, there have been clashes between U.S. forces and insurgents. And in Fallujah, west of Baghdad, the U.S. again attacked suspected insurgent positions. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad. Tell us about the violence there.
Well, the most deadly car bomb of the day went off in an older commercial area of Baghdad. It's not far from a street that we have featured in the past. It's a place where writers and booksellers meet every Friday morning to talk and have coffee, etc. This happened a little bit away from there at an impromptu Iraqi police checkpoint. It was in front of a commercial store. But so far, from best we can gather, it seems most of the victims were Iraqi policemen. Several charred vehicles could be seen there, Iraqi police vehicles. A lot of glass was blown out. One witness said the car had approached this checkpoint and been turned back and then returned a minute or two later and exploded. There were confused reports about how many bodies, whether they were dead or wounded. We did speak with an injured policeman in the hospital, and he expects most of the dead to be police officers, given the way the blast went off and where it went off. And he expected a fairly heavy death toll. We'll know more soon.
The other car bombing there in Baghdad was at an American checkpoint. What happened there?
It was approaching a bridge that crosses the Tigris River. The soldiers opened fire at the car before it could reach that checkpoint, and it exploded. There were no reported casualties other than the driver in that incident.
And talk to us now, if you would, about Fallujah. That, of course, is the rebel stronghold west of Baghdad.
More airstrikes is the short answer. They continued last night and into the morning, both inside the city and at a smaller town outside Fallujah, where the U.S. suspected followers of Musab al-Zarqawi, suspected of al-Qaeda ties, were either meeting or training, they said. The American statement said the airstrikes were successful. They estimated approximately 60 foreign fighters killed. The Health Ministry of Iraq has a different story. They say 44 people killed, 27 wounded. And they say more than a dozen children were among those wounded. Separately, three Marines died from either hostile fire or security operations in Al-Anbar province. That includes Fallujah, as well as Ramadi. And there was more fighting in Baghdad today, clashes along Haifa Street, an area of a lot of fighting recently. 50 insurgents are supposed to have been arrested, according to Iraqi officials. In fact, if that car bomber in the commercial district had kept going through the checkpoint, he might well have arrived right there in Haifa Street.
Peter, foreigners also continue to be abducted in Iraq, three of them just yesterday.
Yes, and we haven't got any new information since then on the whereabouts of two Americans and one Briton taken from their Baghdad home yesterday morning. The U.S. Embassy says all available means are being used to win the release of Jack Hensley and Eugene Armstrong, as well as their British colleague. No new information from the Persian Gulf-based construction company they worked for. Aid agencies, private companies, and others are all now reevaluating their security procedures and deciding whether they want to stay in the country.
Thank you very much, NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad.